Istanbul, Ankara and Izmir are Turkey's biggest cities. And in the election earlier this month, all the provinces around those cities here in red voted for the opposition candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. That's a shift away from Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who took both Ankara and Istanbul in 2018. But this year, he lost those provinces by about 1 or 2 percentage points. And there was a much wider margin in Izmir. However, it traditionally votes for the opposition. Erdogan did win, as expected, in the central conservative heartland, here in yellow, his party's support base, but with fewer votes compared to 2018. He also won in 8 of the 11 provinces badly affected by those earthquakes in February. Analysts suggest that's because of the governing party's promise to rebuild the devastated cities. Further southeast is where most of the Kurdish population is concentrated. The main pro-Kurdish party under the Green Left banner threw its support behind Kılıçdaroğlu, and Kurdish voters followed suit. Then there's Western Europe, where the vast majority of the Turkish diaspora lives and its 3.4 million registered voters. About 55% of those cast ballots in the runoff vote. That's even more than in the May 14 election, when 57% of them voted for Erdogan. And the candidate who finished third in the first round, Sinan Oğan, won about 5% of votes overall. He has endorsed Erdogan to win. But it's unclear how Oğan's supporters will vote in the runoff and what that will mean for these two men and their political ambitions.